Luke Ball joins us from Essendon now to chat about the 2019 leadership group that was announced yesterday. Luke is the Essendon Manager of People and Performance. Luke, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, boss. How are we?
Very well. Terrific, have you had much of a break over summer, Luke? Do you get to chill out for a bit at least?
Yeah, definitely. They do. The players these days, through their collective bargaining agreement, get 3 weeks off over Christmas, which they certainly earn, with the amount of training that they do, probably starting from early November formally, but then certainly they work pretty hard over the off-season as well. So given, when you pretty well hit the ground running in January, it's not too long before the games start, and we know how long and brutal a season it can be. They get a good break over Christmas, and largely to catch up with family. A lot of the guys we know move from interstate and from the country, so a great opportunity for players and footy department staff to get away, recharge, and catch up with family before a long season starts.
Now, when you started, how long did you get off over the Christmas break? And did you do anything crazy like the Brayshaws, who I think run about 100 hundreds on Christmas Day or anything like that?
Yeah, the players more and more these days are so self-driven. I think I'm trying to remember back, a long way back to when I played, and you always get a program tailored towards your needs as an athlete. But players these days, with such a competitive industry, really don't have too many days off, which is again a testament to how tough a competition it is. But I think we're certainly encouraged, and I know all clubs would as well, players to balance that out with some time to take their mind off footy and relax, and then, as I said, make sure you have some really real quality time with your families, because when the games start and you get into the week to week grind of the season, sometimes those are the things that have to give way. So it's an important time of year for players as athletes, but I think more so as people and family members as well.
So Essendon announcing yesterday a 5-man leadership group with Dyson Heppel set to lead the club for a third consecutive year. You've been a part of lots of leadership groups over your time, and there were plenty of changes at St Kilda too. What have you found is the best way to choose a leader and leaders at the footy club?
It's a good question. It's I'm not sure there's one best way. I think every club would probably go about it in their own way, and that's certainly the case at Essendon. As you said, I've been here 12 months now, and really impressed by the way the Bombers go about it. They go about a pretty rigorous, extensive sort of feedback system for all players. So it's not just a matter of writing, 4 or 5 names down on a piece of paper. It's a process that's designed to give feedback to the whole list. From the oldest, most experienced player down to the new guys that have only been there for a week or so. So every player goes through a system where they give feedback to the players on probably the 5 or 6 values or principles that the Essendon Footy Club see as really valuable in a leader, and that way, as I said, every player is getting an idea of where they're seen throughout the group, and then from that process, through the GM Dan Richardson and John himself and the captain, they go through that, and that forms certainly part of the discussion around who's going to formally lead the club this year. And as you mentioned, a 5-man formal group this year, led by Dyson, who's really established himself as an outstanding leader in the competition, and unanimously supported by the playing group and footy department. So he'll lead the club for a third straight year, and then be ably supported by four leaders formally. But as I said, the purpose of the system is so that you're trying to spread the load far and wide. And it's a relatively young group with Zach and Joey Danaher and Horatio Fantasia and Dave Myers is a little bit more experienced. But then clearly, there's some really strong leaders outside the group as well who have a really strong influence and impact on that group, and keeping them accountable to the to the team trademark that they've set. And, you know, guys like Michael Hurley and Dave Zaharakis, Kale Hooker, who have been around the club for a really long period of time, they're going to play a critical role. So the idea being that whilst there's a five-man formal group, that the load is really spread far and wide across the whole list.
Good morning to you, Luke. Great to be catching up with you again. Any reason for the change to trim it down, or you're saying that really the leadership group, they're the ones who will get together, but then it is a responsibility of everyone to have leadership throughout the whole club?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think there's a slight shift, I guess, that the players themselves, led by Dyson, adopted over the off-season period around, the team pillars or trademark that the players want to really hold themselves account to. So there was a slight shift in that, and that probably led to a slight streamlining of the formal numbers within the group, as I said. But then, like you mentioned, the flow-on effect from that is that the senior guys in particular, but all leaders across the club. Andrew McGrath is an example of a young guy who's been there 3 years that is given some really strong feedback and valued really strongly throughout the group. So, you know, you're silly not to include him as an example in decisions across the course of the year. So that's the idea, that it is spread far and wide amongst the group, albeit that you've got the five formal leaders who are really in charge of driving the slightly change player pillars and trademark that they've set across the off-season.
And just a couple of questions about the pre-season so far. First of all, how does it look for the Bombers? Have you changed anything going into 2019?
It's been a really strong pre-season. I think to this point, you know, again, the way the competition is these days, it's a real balance between getting, you know, a really good bit of work into the players. You know, they really are training hard this time of year, and managing certain players through injuries that they might have carried in from last year, and one or two that they might get along the way, which is just part of it. You know, you read about that with every club throughout this time of the year. But that balancing act between really trying to get the guys you know, super fit to be able to handle the rigours of the season whilst managing them through. In terms of, you know, personnel, yeah, clearly there's always player turnover. You know, the big news from a playing point of view was bringing Dylan Scheel in from GWS in the off-season alongside some three or four new draftees who have all been really impressive to this point. And Dylan himself is such an impressive young. He's, you know, in terms of our group, pretty experienced now. So he brings some fantastic experience and stands across from his time at GWS. From a coaching point of view, Ben Rutten's new to the group. He's come across from Richmond, and he's joined the group really well and added some, you know, some new and fresh insights, which you know, the coaching group have really enjoyed. So all in all, it's to this point, late January, it's going pretty well. The players certainly know that there's plenty of work to do. I think the mood around the group and the vibe around the group and the level of care shown and the connections being built, I guess, amongst the players, which we know is really important in any successful team, is one thing that's really, really standing out for me at this point of the pre-season, which is great.
I wouldn't be sitting next to Dylan Scheel at the gym too. He's unbelievable in terms of his strength and conditioning.
No, he is. He's a terrific athlete and a wonderful, you know, professional. And another example of, or another fine example to set for younger players. So he's been a great addition to the group alongside, you know, three or four overs over the past 2 years.
And Luke, just quickly before we let you go, a couple of injury updates for the Essendon supporters out there. Michael Hurley, we saw on the news a couple of nights ago, sending a bit of a scare through the camp. What's the latest on his injury?
Yeah, no, Hurley. I think his was just a really minor rolled ankle, I think, and it's more of a precautionary thing for him. He's had an outstanding preseason. I think it's probably coming towards his 10th, so. But if you talk to him, he's feeling as good as ever. He was certainly a bit interrupted last year, but In terms of his running numbers and gym numbers, he's having as good a pre-season as he had. So a minor setback for him. I don't think that'll keep him out for too many sessions at all. In fact, I think he might even be back out there training tomorrow. Zach Merritt was one who probably sent a bit of a scare for us and supported last week. Went over on his ankle in a tackling drill, and at the time, could have been a lot worse than it was. But we think we've escaped with whilst you never want to miss any weeks of pre-season, hopefully within 2 or 3 weeks he'll be back out there and almost joining the main group. And to this point anyway, certainly no doubt of missing or not being ready for round one come end of March. And Joey Danaher's probably the other one who's over the last couple of weeks shown really strong progress. He was had the boots on yesterday, the socks up and the boots on yesterday, and he was out there not quite joining in with the main group, but showing really good progress in terms of his footy training, footy progression. He's been able to get a fair bit of running in just so he can keep ticking over and keep himself reasonably fit while he was dealing with his injury. But he's won over the last 2 or 3 weeks and shown really strong progress. So I think the club's been pretty strong about not rushing him, given the nature of the injury, and he'll be ready when he's ready. But he's certainly a proud person as well. And last year was really the first footy he's missed in his career so far. So he'll be pretty keen to not miss too much more. But he's showing really strong progress as well.
So is he aiming for round one then, Luke?
Oh, I think if you asked him, Bryce, he'd say yes. But again, I think the club's been led by John. He's been pretty strong in that. Being such an important long-term asset to the club, he'll only be put back out there to play when he's absolutely ready to go. So still a fair way to go, obviously, a couple of months to go. And a lot can change in that time. But, as I said, showing really good progress.
Luke, thanks so much for your time this morning. Great to get an insight into the Essendon Leadership Program, and looking forward to seeing Dyson Heppel lead the boys out in a couple of months' time when round one rolls around. Thanks again for your time.
Yeah, good to chat.